Okay, we're up to Gibel Amud Beis, the bottom. Just to get back into the Gemara had a Shaila, a Bayi Shaila, whether a person's hand that's extended into another Rishos has a din of a Karmelis or not. Right? Is it considered completely like the Rishos where his body is, and he can bring his hand back to where his body is? But once the hand is in the other Rishos, it's not considered that Rishos completely, but it's not considered the Rishos where he's in, and therefore it's like he has fruit in his hand, it's like it's in a Karmelis, and if he brings it back to where his body is, he's changing it from a Karmelis to Rishos HaYochid or Rishos HaRabim, wherever he's standing. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from two Brises. One says that if your hand is full of fruit and you put it into another Rishos, that it's Osir to bring it back, and one says it's Mutter to bring back. So the Gemara in the beginning wants to say that that's the Machlokas, whether it's a Karmelis or not a Karmelis. If it is a Karmelis, you can't bring it back. If it's not a Karmelis, you can bring it back. The Gemara says, no. What's it called? That's not the Shaila. Everybody either could hold it's like a Karmelis, but the one that holds that you're allowed to bring it back, it's talking where it's L'malo Mi'asara Tvachim, or everybody could hold that it's not a Karmelis, and the Machlokas is only whether they made a Knas or they didn't make a Knas. Right? It's not a Karmelis, and it's only a Knas, and therefore we can make a Chilek between if you did it while it was still light, or you did it at night. That's one Chilek. And then the Gemara gets off on a tangent and says that since the Gemara only brought the Svara, that it's more Svaradik to make the Gzeira, that you can't bring it back, the Knas, if you did it at night, not if you did it in the daytime, right? That would seem to imply that we're not concerned that if we make a Gzeira that is going to cause a person to be over a worse Isser, that we're not concerned about making Gzeiras like that. Right? And therefore, at night, where if you drop it, you're going to be over an Issa Deraisa, right? There, the Svara would be that maybe you shouldn't make such a Gzeira. We don't want to cause you to be over an Issa Deraisa. But if you put it out in the daytime, or even if you drop it then at night, right, you never made Makira on Shabbos, so it's only a Hanochi, you're never going to come to an Issa Deraisa, there, they should have made the Knas, since the Gemara didn't say that. So, it's a Raya to, Rabbeibai Barabbai's Shaila, that if a person put dough into the oven on Shabbos, and did they allow him to be over an Isser the Rabbanan of taking it out in order they shouldn't come to be over an Isser the Raisa by leaving it in? Right. So the Gemara says no, there's no Raya to that because. What's it called? Here the Brises are talking about something else, right? The Brises that say that it could be that if you did it b'shogeg, then we don't make such a knas, but b'mezid that we do. And if here the person put the bread in b'mezid, there we don't care if you're going to become into an issur d'oraisa or not. Okay, then the Gemara says, what's it called? That the Brises that we had. One says you could bring your hand back, and one says not. The machlokas of the brises is kansu shogi got to mezid, right? That you did it b'shogeg. You put your hand out into the other rishos b'shogeg, and it's only a knas, not a karmelis. The question is, do we kansa a person b'shogeg because we're afraid that he may come to it b'mezid if we don't kansa him b'shogeg? The one that says you're allowed to bring your hand back says we don't make a knas shogeg got to mezid. And the one says that you can't bring your hand back, holds that we are called the Shogigatu Mesid. Okay. That's what we're up to. Viboyseima. La'olam lo kansu. Really, everybody holds your hand's not a karmelis, and therefore, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to bring it back. Everybody holds, and it's talking what's it called, where you did it, b'mezid, not b'shogig. And if you did it b'shogig, everybody would hold lo kansu. There's no knas Shogigatu Mesid, right? So you did it b'mezid. So why does one hold you're allowed to bring it back and one hold not? V'lo kasha. Kan la'oso chotzer, kan la'chotzer acheres. Depends where you want to bring it back to. And back doesn't now mean to the place where it started, but back means somewhere else. Okay? If you want to bring your hand back to where it started, there everybody holds you can. They didn't make a knas, okay? But where what's it called? Where you want to bring it to another chotzer, right? You want to take it from where it is, and now there's another chotzer on the side. There's two chatzeros. So you have your hand in this chotzer. You're standing in what's it called? The Shusha Rabim. You have your hand in one chotzer, and you have what's it called now? There's another chotzer right next to that. So you want to take your hand and put it into the other chotzer. Okay, take the what's it called, the chayfetz, and put it down in the other chatzah. Not bring it back to where you are, but put it into the other chatzah. Right? So what you're doing basically is, you're standing in Rishus HaYachid, your hand is extended into Rishus HaRabim, instead of bringing it back into your Rishus HaYachid, you want to bring it back into the next Rishus HaYachid. Okay. So you're not putting it down in Rishus HaRabim, you're putting it down in Rishus HaYachid, but a different Rishus HaYachid. Rashi. Okay. La oso chatzer shehu omed besocha mutar lachzira. If you want to bring it just back to where you started, into the chatzer you're standing in, that's mutar. That's the price that it says it's mutar lachzira. Aval lachatzer acheres asmucha la. But if you want to put it down in another chatzer that's right next to it, standing that's next to you, then also the Zarkim. You can't throw it into the other chatzah, throw it down into the other chatzah. Why? So, bo minei Rava mi Rav Nachman, hoysa yado malei peiros, like Rava asked Rav Nachman, your hand was full of peiros, votzia lechutz, and you what's it called, you put your hand into Rishus HaRabim, with the peiros in it. Okay? So, mahu lachzira laoso chatzah. Can you bring it back, right, to the chotzer that you're standing in? That's the shiloh we had. In other words, is it like a karmelis, not like a karmelis? Did they make a knas? Didn't they make a knas? All of that's included in the shiloh. Okay? Omer lei mutter. It's mutter. It's not a karmelis, and they didn't make a knas. So, you can bring it back to the chotzer you're standing in, and there's no problem. The chotzer acheres mahu. What about bringing it back and putting it now down in another chatzah? Normally, right, it'd be no problem for you to take something. You have two Rishus HaYachids, one next to the other. Okay? And there's no problem of taking from one Rishus HaYachid and putting another Rishus HaYachid. It's only a problem sometimes of Erevin, of what's it called, Eruvei Chatzeros or whatever. But Mitzad Dinei, what's it called, Hotzah, right, especially if there's an Erev between them, to put in another chatzah is no problem. Okay? But now it was in Rishus HaRabim, in your hand. Now you want to bring it back, and from Rishus HaYachid, have it stuck into Rishus HaRabim, come back into a different Rishus HaYachid from that Rishus HaRabim, where it's not, where it's mamish in Rishus HaRabim, where it just was in your hand in Rishus HaRabim. Did they make such a knas? Again, it's not Al-Tzah Shabbos, but it's a knas. We're saying now it's no such thing as a karmelis. So it's only a knas. Did they give you a knas, right, since you were a bad boy and you put your hand into Rishus HaRabim where you could have dropped it or whatever, but over Nisa Doraisa, so they gave you a knas? You shouldn't do such a thing. They didn't give you a knas if you want to bring it back, that much not. But if you want to now take it and put it into another Rishus from where you're standing now, that they gave you a knas and they told you can't do that. Okay. Amar Lei Osim. That's awesome. There's a knas that if you put your hand into Rishus HaRabim, you can bring it back to where you started, but you can't bring it back into another different Rishus HaYachid. Umayishna, what's the difference? Right? If Lamaisa, you can bring it back to your Rishus HaYachid, why can't you bring it back to another Rishus HaYachid? It's all the same thing. Right? And just like you could have originally put it into that other Rishus HaYachid, why now, if we're not going to give you a knas that you can't bring it out back from Rishus HaRabim to your Rishus HaYachid, then why do we give you a knas that you can't bring it to another different Rishus HaYachid, which anyway you could have done if you hadn't put it into Rishus HaRabim? Omer lei osur, maishna, what's the difference? He says, l'chitechol ala kura de milcha, he said, either when you'll, what's it called, when you'll measure for me a kur of salt, right, I'll tell you the tam, right, in other words, if you'll do me a little service, I'll tell you the tam, or when you'll eat, Rashi says, another pshat, you'll eat a kur of salt. It was we said it in jest. It wasn't really what's it called. The idea being that salt could be is something that is there to bring out the tam. So he said, if you don't understand the tam of the thing, you need something, obviously, to help you bring out the tam. So either eat a kur of salt, that'll maybe help you bring out the tam, you'll understand it. Or another idea, and I think the Alter from Kelim says this somewhere else, that the idea that you'll serve me is that in order for a Talmud to be able to really understand the Rebbe, he has to be bottled to the Rebbe. He has to feel that he is totally meshubed to that Rebbe. So when you'll do me a service, we find other Gemaras like this. Do me a service, then I'll tell you the Pshat. If you want me to be a Rebbe and explain something to you and you should understand it well as a Talmud, then you have to be like a Talmud. When you'll do me a service and you'll measure a kor of melech for me, then I'll tell you the difference. Okay, so either it's in order to bring out the tam, or to, what's it called? If you want me to tell you something, then be my Talmud, right? And to be my Talmud, you have to be bottled to me, do me a service like an eved does to an adam. Or another possibility is that, and this I think also the Alter from Kelim says somewhere else, that he wanted him to appreciate how choshev it is what he's going to tell him, right? That they used to say, what's it called? This piece of Torah is worth $1 million. They should appreciate it before they say it, right? You don't understand the thing you want me to tell you. You should appreciate it. You're getting something worth a lot. So if you'll do me a service, it's worth money to you, right? I'll reciprocate. One of those three possibilities. What's the answer? Hosam lo isavida machshavto, hochi isavida machshavto. Over there, you didn't accomplish anything. You're going back to square one. It was there where you were. You put it into Sarabim. You didn't put it down in Rosh Hashanah, so you didn't accomplish anything on that side. You brought it back to where it was. They didn't give you a knas. But if by doing this whole thing, you ended up putting it somewhere else, right, into another Rosh Hashanah, right, there you accomplish something, there we get your knas. If you already accomplished something, we're afraid you'll do it the next time. And you'll leave it in Rosh Hashanah. See Rashi? La'oso chatzar shu omeid besocha mutar lachzira. Aval chatzar acheres hasmucha la'oso zorkam. You're not allowed to throw into another Rosh Hashanah. Why? L'chitech la'alom kura de milcha dichusa hadr lehi. Tell them in jest. Right? He didn't mean it. The guy's going to go do it. He meant it just to give him a lesson. But it was what he said was in jest. Kishetimdodli kur shel melech. If you'll measure out for me a kur of melech, omer lecha tamash shel dover. Then I'll tell you the reason. Lishnachrina kishetochal oleha kur shel melech. If you'll eat a kur of melech, lo suchal ashvosim zulazu. If you'll eat a kur of melech, you can't be mavchin the time between this one and this one. I'll tell you it. You don't have a good taste. I can differentiate between the time of this and the time of that. Machshavto shenisgavin lifnosa mechotzer zeh, lo niskayim. The fact that you wanted to take it out, what did you want to do when you put your hands in Rosh Hashanah? You wanted to get it out of this chotzer. That you weren't mekayim if you bring it back to that chotzer. Right? Hilkach lo gozru. That's why they didn't make a gzeira, they didn't make a knas. Aval lechotzer acheres niskayim machshavto. But lemaisa, if you put it into another chotzer, right, then, what's it called, you were Mekayim, your Machshava. You did do something. You accomplished something. You got it out of this Chatzar, at least, right? And the way you got it out of this Chatzar is by putting it into Rosh Hashanah and then into another Rosh Hashanah that was Samuch. It never was Noch in Rosh Hashanah, right? So that's not an Issa Doraisa, but Lamaisa, there's enough for a Knas. The Gozer Dilma Zimnach Risi Shadi Lusharabim. Because we're afraid if we let you accomplish something by doing this route into Rosh Hashanah and then into another Rosh Hashanah, the next time you'll drop it in Rosh Hashanah, you'll build it in the right. Okay, let's go on. Gufa. So now we're going back to the Shaila we brought down, Agavurcha on Amadeus. Rabbeboy Barabaya's Shaila. Gufa. Boy Rabbeboy Barabaya. Hidbit pas betanur, hitiru lo lirdosa kolim shiovel dechi of chatas, o lo hitiru. A person, what's it called, put a pas in an oven, pas this b'shogeg over here, and we'll see, the Gemara's going to speak about was a shogeg or mazid, but from the fact that it says a chi of chatas, mashmas b'shogeg. So you put the dough and stuck it, the reason it's called hidbik, he says that's how they used to make the dough. They didn't put it in pans on the bottom of the tanur. What they did is they put it mamish on the tanur itself, and they stuck it, the dough stuck onto the tanur, right? And then when they had to take it out, they used a mardeya, right? One of these flat boards like matzahs to unstick it and take it out when it was finished baking. So using that mardeya is a uvde dechol, Rashi says later on, and the rabbanan asserts it's a shvus, drosim of the rabbanan, to take bread out of an oven on Shabbos, you know, it was cooked, baked before Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the baking, right? You put it in before Shabbos, you baked it, and you left it in the oven, right? You're not allowed, and the oven's off. The oven's, what's it called? There's nothing to do with baking, cooking, nothing. The oven is off completely. The only shaila is a cold oven. There's bread that you left in before Shabbos. You want to now have to take it out with the mardeya on Shabbos. That's awesome, because it's an uvda d'chol. Okay, it has nothing to do with baking. Here the shaila is, it's baking on Shabbos. So are you allowed to take it out with the mardeya, right? There's no other way to get it out. So if you leave it in there, you're going to be over an isser d'oraisa b'shogeg of baking, because it's going to bake. If you take it out before it bakes, you're going to avoid being over that isser because it never baked. But you're going to be over an isser d'rabbanan of taking it out with a mardeya. So shaila is, where they matter him to be over that issur d'rabbanan in order to avoid being over an issur d'oraisa, chiyuv shogeg, a chiyuv chatas. That's the shaila. Hitira lo ludosa kol mishol edei chiyuv chatas alo hitira. Omer le rav acha bar abaya le ravina, hechi dami. How's it talking over here? Ilei mi b'shogeg, if it's talking about shogeg as it seems, below idkar le leman hitiru, and the guy didn't remember that it's Shabbos, or he didn't remember that it's usher to bake on Shabbos, then who in the world are we being matter? If the guy doesn't know, who's coming to ask the shayla? Right? If it's total shogeg, I forgot it was Shabbos. I put the bread into the oven on Shabbos, thinking it was Sunday night. Right? And now I still think it's Sunday night. So who's asking the shayla about taking it out before there's a chiyuv chatas? Right, the guy thinks it's Sunday night. He's not coming to ask any shaylos. Okay. The elolav diahader ve'itker must be that he realizes while the bread is in the oven, oh, it's Friday night. It's not Sunday night. So now, after he put it in thinking it was Sunday night, now he remembered it's Friday night and hasn't baked yet, but it's in there. Now he comes to ask us a shaylah, can I take it out of the oven before it bakes so I won't be chayev achatas? That's the shaylah. Where it says, you wouldn't be chayev achatas in that situation anyway. Right? A shogeg, you're only chayev achatas if it began as a shogeg and ended as a shogeg. Right? You began to do this malacha of the shogeg, and throughout the whole malacha being done, you were shogeg. But over here, you're not. Over here, you remember before it baked. So you started the malacha, the shogeg, but by the time the malacha finished and it was baked, you were amazed. You knew for sure that it was Shabbos. So shaila now is, right, not a chiyuv chatas. If we tell you you can't take it out, right, you're not going to be chayuv chatas anyway.
It's a lemaisa.
What?
It's a lemaisa itself.
Yeah, but when you started the malacha, there was no malacha either, right? The malacha only finished, it doesn't make a difference, maisa or not. The malacha only finished that you're chayuv for something, right? If the oven went off, blew up, you're not going to be chayiv anything for your ma'isa, because you didn't do a ma'isa malacha. The malacha started when you put it in, but it didn't end until it got baked. Right? So it's all one long ma'isa. You put it in, and in part of that ma'isa, you're amazed. Right? In part of your ma'isa is amazed, because you knew that it was Shabbos, and it got baked on Shabbos with your knowledge. So it's not a shogeg mitchila v'yad sof, it's shogeg in the beginning, and there's amazed in the middle.
The case is, you put it into the oven, it was Shabbos already?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Shabbos already. If it wasn't Shabbos, then there's no shaila over here. You put it on Shabbos. By mistake. You thought it was Sunday night, you put it in, and it was Friday night. The whole shaila here is only if you put it on Shabbos. Because if you put it on before Shabbos, there can never be a chiyuv of anything. Because when you did your ma'isa, right, it was Erev Shabbos. Right? But here the ma'isa and the malacha go together. So there, your ma'isa was Erev Shabbos, the malacha was finished on Shabbos, you're surely not chayav for that. The shaila is when you did the mice on Shabbos, but the malacha didn't finish, right, till later on. So now the shaila is when you started the mice on malacha, But before there was a malacha, but you started the ma'isa malacha, you were shogeg. By the time the malacha finished, you were mazed. So you know, on that, you're not chayev achatas. Ela, the mazed called him shiova, ela the mazed. So it must be talking over here, not the shogeg. Because you're not going to be chayev achatas anyway. So it must be the mazed. You put the dough into the oven, the mazed. Right? You wanted to be Michal Shabbos. And then you had charati, the tshuva. And now in the middle, you panicked, and you realize you don't want to bake the bread on Shabbos. So now you want to know, you came to Beis Din, and you said, I have bread that I put into the oven, or dough I put in the oven. If I leave it there, I'm going to be chayiv skila. Right? Because I did a maisa malacha. Right? On Shabbos. I want to take it out. You allow me to take it out and be over this is the Rabbanan, so I don't come to a chi of skila. Right? Ela b'mezid, kodim shiyovo li'isr skila b'boyle. Then it shouldn't have said kodim shiyovo li'isr chatos, it should have said kodim shiyovo li'isr skila. Right? And Tosus explains, he's not really going to be chayiv skila. Because if he's coming to Monavshah, if he's coming to Esther the Shaila, and if we tell him, no, you can't take it out, he's going to be chayiv skila, he's not going to listen to us. Right? He's going to go and take it out. The guy's not going to not listen and be chayv skila. Right? Elamai, he's not going to be chayv skila at all. Because the reason he's not taking it out is because we tell him he can't. So in that respect, he's an onus. Right? So we're not going to give him skila. But he's going to be have been over an isser skila. That's the thing. Right? So Tosa says, if that's the case, then why couldn't we say in the beginning he'll be over an isser chatas? In a chanami, he won't be chayv a chatas. But he'll be over an Isser Chatas. Just like he's not going to be Chayev Skila, but he'll be over an Isser Skila. Could be, even though Tosa seems to be holding up like that, that there's a difference between an Isser Chatas and an Isser Skila, one of two things. One possibility is that when it says that you have to be Shogeg, Mitchila V'Yatzof, that's not just the din in the Chiyuv of bringing a Chatas, but it's a different kind of Isser Bechlav. Right, and when you were a shogeg to begin with, and a mazid after, that's not even called an iser chatas. That's what's it called. Since now, lemaisa, you're an onus, because we're telling you, you can't take it out, right? So you're not even going to be over any kind of iser. In other words, since it was a shogeg to begin with, and now if you would want to, you would take it out, but you can't because we're telling you not. So it's a shogeg ba'onus. An iser shogeg ba'onis bechlal, we're not afraid of. That's not a chomer dika iser, right? Shogeg that will lead you to a chatas, maybe. It would never lead you to a chatas, whatever reason. And we're the ones who are telling you not to do it. We're not afraid of such a thing, right? But an iser that would be skila, right? It's just that you're an onis now that you're not going to get skila. But lamaisha, you did something with the severity of a mazid that we are afraid of, right? So it's not just, over here, it's just you don't get the onish. But the severity of the Isser is there. Over there, it's not just that you won't get the onish of a chatas. It's a shogeg. Now, ba'onish, that's not really a big Isser altogether. Okay? It's only an Isser if you actually have to bring a chatas, then it's a problem. But if because we're going to tell you not to do it, you wouldn't have to bring a chatas anyway. Right? And we're the ones who are causing you not to do it, that's not such a big Isser anyway. So the Gemara said, for that, right, we wouldn't be matir to be over any Isser, not to be over an Isser Chatas, where you wouldn't bring a Chatas anyway, and it's an onus that we're not afraid of. It's too what's it called, light of an Isser to worry about. Right? But an Isser that's an Isser Skila, just you don't get the onish, that's something to worry about.
So it's better to do a Shogeg and a Mezid than a Shogeg and a Shogeg.
It's not better to do shogeg b'mezid, right? Because if you know, because if we would let you take it out and you'd be b'mezid, that would be something worse, right? But we're not letting you take it out. And therefore, what you're going to be over now is a shogeg, and you're an onus on the mezid part, right? So you're not really a mezid now. You're just an onus. So you wouldn't have to bring a chatas anyway, even if we would let you take it out and you wouldn't, right? So, what's it called? The fact that we're not going to let you take it out, so now you're going to be an onus on that mazid part, and it wouldn't be a chiyuv chatas altogether. For an iser chatas, we wouldn't. For a chiyuv chatas, we may let you take it out, right? If you would be chayiv chatas, but if you're not going to be chayiv chatas anyway, and the fact that you're not taking it out is not a mazid now; it's an onus because we're not letting you, right? Then already we're not choshish for that. And what's left is a shogeg that you can't correct and you want to correct it. That's nothing. Okay. Okay. Omer of Shayla, La'olam b'shogeg. So it has to be that the Shayla was b'shogeg. U'laman hitiru l'achirim. and it's talking with somebody else came to ask a shayla. Right? I thought it was Sunday night. I put dough into the oven, okay, and it's baking. I went away, okay. Somebody else comes and sees there's dough in the oven Friday night. So he comes, runs to base, and he says, somebody obviously thought it was Sunday night, put dough in the oven, right, and if we let it continue baking, he's going to be over, right, Nisa Doraisa, right, whatever, Bishogit, okay. Can I take it out to save him from being an over in Issa Doraisa? So what the Shaila is, can this other person now be over in Issa Dorabanan to save the other person from being over in Issa Doraisa Bishogit? That's the Shaila. Maskiflor of Sheshif, the Chi Omrim Lola Adam Chatei Kedeshiyitzke Chavirechot. Do we tell one person to be over in Aveira in order to save somebody else from worse Aveira? Right? That can't be the case. The Gemara takes on for clearly that you don't do such a thing. You don't have someone be over even a small Aveira to save somebody else from a bigger Aveira. Everybody has their cheshbon, right? You don't be over an Aveira to save somebody else from a bigger Aveira. Okay? In Tosus brings down, there are cases that we say that a chaver should be over a small Aveira to save the Am Haaretz from doing a bigger Aveira, right? There's a case where Kohanim can be over a small Aveira to save somebody from being over an Issa Kares. So Tosus makes various chilukim. It could be a mitzvah, the rabbim is different, right? One person's allowed to be over a small aveira to save somebody else, or it's a mitzvah, the rabbim, to do something wrong, to be mezaka other people, whatever. Another difference Tosus says is, it depends if the person, the original person was posheya. If the original person did something wrong, and now you're trying to save him from the result of his pshia, you don't do anything wrong to save somebody else from something they started. Right here, like the guy over here. You were posheya. You should have known it was Shabbos. Who are you to put bread in an oven? Right? You did something wrong. So now I should do something wrong to save you from being over something worse. I don't have any achrayas for you. Right? To do something, that I should do something wrong to save you where you initiated the wrong. But if the person didn't do anything wrong, right? It was totally, didn't do any, it wasn't posheya at all. I want to do something wrong to save you from being nichshol in something that you didn't cause, you didn't initiate. There, Taka, we do say that chatei bishvil shetis, in certain cases. I'm not going through the whole thing, we're not learning Tosus here. But Lamaisa, that's the shayla. We do find cases where we do say that somebody should be over a small isser, the other person shouldn't be over a bigger isser, right? And Tosus says various chalukim, why over here the Gemara took on for Pashit, that we don't say that, and other places we do say it. Right, so again, the main teretz is that it depends if the person was poshay or not. If you started, you were negligent, and because of that you're going to be over a big isser, I don't have to do any little isser to save you from it. If you weren't poshay, then maybe yes, and other possibilities, mitzvah derabim or whatever also could be, in those kind of cases you do say, do a small isser, nor the other person should, what's it called, shouldn't be over a bigger isser. But in this case, it doesn't apply. In this case, the Gemara takes on for sure. The guy is poshay. It's not a mitzvah derabim, right? There's no reason for this other guy to be over even a small issur derabanan to save the other guy from an issur deraisa b'shogeg.
Was that the guy who left case? He stuck his hand out with a
patient. Elam or Ravashi. La'olam b'mezit. Okay? The case is where it's what's it called b'mezit. The Ema called him Shiovel, the Issa Skila. And read the Shaila differently. The Shaila was asked, not Kodem Shiovel, Lidei Chiyuv Chatos, but Enechanami. The way it was reported was mistaken. You should change it, edit it, and say that the Shaila was Tavo, Kodem Shiovel, Lidei Issa Skila. Okay? And again, it's Issa Skila. He's not going to get Skila. Because the reason he's not taking it out is because we won't let him take it out. So he's not going to get skila. Okay. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava masi lo behedya. Omer Abayi barabaya hidbig pas betanor hitiru lo dosa kodem shiovel de'isur skila. That was the shaila. Do we permit him? We don't permit him. That was the shaila, and the shaila chora, we were not poshate the shaila, whether we're allowed to do it or not. The Gemara ends with the shaila. Okay, it's Rashi. Velo itker. He didn't remember before it baked. Al shigigaso. He didn't remember that it was that what's it called? That it was Shabbos. He thought it was Sunday, and when it baked, he still thought it was Sunday, right? She Shabbos. Oh, shemalachas or he thought it's okay to put baked bread on Shabbos. right? And he didn't remember. Then Laman Hitiru, Halo Masik Adaiti, Love Elisha, like, although he's coming to ask the Shiloh. The guy did the whole thing thinking that it was okay. So he's not asking any Shilohs about taking it out. Okay. Ela the Hadar Veikr, must be talking, where in the middle, while it was baking, he remembered, right, that it was what's it called, what was doing, called the Mafia, before it baked. So Mima Chayiv Chattas Mafia also. If it baked, he wouldn't be Chayiv Chattas anyway. Tchila the sofa, tchila samalacha, the sofa, lo noda lo shigaso. From the beginning of the malacha to the end, he had to be a b'shogeg. Achin nigmar aver, until the aver was finished. Here, the maisa hamalacha was putting it into the oven. But you're not chayiv for just putting it in the oven. You're only chayiv if you put it in the oven and it bakes. So the malacha spanned the time that he started the maisa till it finished. And if any time during that he was not a shogeg, he's not going to be bring a chattas. Tosus also asked over here, in every case of baking, how could you ever be chayiv a, what's it called, chayiv skila, right, for baking on Shabbos? It's always hasra sofik. Because when they gave him hasra, when he did the maisa, right, he, what's it called, could say that we're not sure it's going to bake, right? Maybe I'll take it out before it bakes. So it's always a sofik. So he says, no, the maisa hamalacha, right, what he is going to be chayiv on is what he put it in. Right, the malach is not finished till it bakes, but we can assume that he's not going to take it out. Right, if, in other words, if everything stays the way it is now, then he's going to be chayiv. Right, if he, and to assume that he's going to take it out, right, that's already a change of the matzav. That's not called hasras. Hasras sufik is where right now the way things are, we're not sure what's going on. But if we're sure what's going on now, and if everything stays status quo, right, then the person's going to be chayiv. Then that's not called hasras sufik. If he has to do something else to take it out, to take it out of the Isser, if you leave everything status quo, the Isser will be, that's called Hasra Svadai. We're giving you Hasra that if you leave things status quo, you're going to be Chayiv Achata. So the fact that you could have taken, you're Chayiv Skila. The fact that you could have taken it out doesn't make it Hasra Sothik. Okay? Because the Etzem Maisa HaMalacha is putting it into the oven. But the Maisa, that's not a Maisa Aveira until it bakes. That's part of the Malacha. So the Gabi Shogeg, right, it's not enough just to do the Maisa HaMalacha B'Shogeg, because there's no Isser, there's no Chiyuv Chattas. The Chiyuv Chattas only comes where from your Maisa it bakes. And if when it, by the time it baked, you were amazed, that's not Shogeg, Mitchila V'Yatso. The Malacha took a long time, right, and it wasn't finished till it baked, and in that time already you were amazed. So you don't bring a Chattas. Okay, L'Acherim, Tchila V'So, you said, okay. L'acherim, acher, shirah, somebody else saw that this guy put the bread in. He saw the guy thought it was Sunday night, put the dough in, and he left. Now this guy wants to take it out to save him from being chayiv achatas. And this guy's not going to remember. There's going to be a shogeg mitchila v'yatsof. If he comes back and it's baked, he's going to have to bring a chatas. I want to save the guy from a chatas. Can I do it or not? Do we tell a person to go out and do a small aveira in order to save another person from a serious aveira, serious onesh? We don't say such a thing. Right? The Gemara takes on for a double portion. You don't say such a thing. Okay, not in this kind of case, at least. Behedya skila ubaloshim pshitusa velo baloshim baya. Masni Ravacha Bere the Rava Milsad Rabbeba. So Rabbeba, what's it called? Ravacha Bere the Rava said Rabbeba's Shaila, not even as a Shaila. He said it as a statement, right? That not that Rabbeba Barabaya asked a Shaila. He said it like this. He said Omar Rabbeba Barabaya Hiddi Paspitanur Hitira Lodosa Karnashovel Isaskila. Right? So two things Rashi says are different. One is that he reported it as an Isser Skila, not as a Chiyuv Chattas, and he reported it not as a Shaila, but as a Memra. That he said, the Feirish, that if somebody put, dough in the oven, and the Mezit, right, that you're allowed to, they were Matar him, to take it out before he should be over a Chiyuv Skila, an Isser Skila. Right, so it's mutter for him. Doesn't speak about somebody else doing it, but for him. They were mocked at him to take it out, to avoid being over a worse issue.
So it's a portion.
Right. What's it called? According to this, right, the way we had before that Rabbeba Barabaya had a Shaila, so it was a Shaila. And the Gemara was never post-shaped the Shaila. But the way Rav Acha, what's it called, learned what Rabbi Boy said. He never had a Shaila B'chla. He said a member. Right? He had two differences in what, different than what we started off with. We started off with a Shaila, and it was a Chiyuv Chatas. He changed both things. It wasn't a Chiyuv Chatas, it was a Chiyuv Skila. And it wasn't a Shaila, it was a member. Okay. So, okay. Right. Pasheta Ani Is Yado. So now we're going back to the case where the Ani put his hand into Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaRabim, right? And the Lifnim, and the Balabayis put, what's it called, something into the hand of the Ani, right? And the Ani then pulled it outside. Okay. So, so the Maisa over here, there's cases where, or the Ani, or the Balabayas took it out of the hand of the Ani, right, and put it down, or the, put it into the hand of the Ani, and, what's it called, and the Ani pulled it out, okay? Samara says there are cases, though, in the Mishnah, where the Akira was done from a hand, or the Hanocha was done into a hand, okay? The Akira and the Hanoch were done into a hand. It's not really going on this case, Poshet as on the Yoda. It's going on the case where the Balabayas picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYochid, put it into Rishus HaRabim, and put it down into the Ani's hand. Okay? So now, his Akira and Hanocha, he made an Akira in Rishus HaYochid, and he made a Hanocha onto the Ani's hand in Rishus HaRabim. Okay? And for that, the Balabayas is Chayiv. Or, the Ani picked it up in Rishus HaRabim and put it down into the hand of the Balabayas in Rishus HaYochid. One of the two. So either you have a Akira from a hand or a Hanocha into a hand. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amai Chayiv. In either of those cases, why is either of them Chayiv? Why is the Ani Chayiv for putting it into the hand of the Balabayas in Rishus HaYochid? And why is the Balabayas Chayiv for putting it into the hand of the Ani in Rishus HaRabim? In order for something to be considered an Akira, you have to be Oker it from a place that is Dalet al Dalet, four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Okay? If it's less than that, that's not called an Akira. And that reason is the Akira has to be from a place, right? And less than Dalet al Dalet is not called a place. So in order for an Akira to be an Akira, it just doesn't mean you pick it up. You pick it up from its place, right? Al Yetze Minkomo, we learn, has to be a place. So Lo Yotzi Minkomo, so there, it has to be an Akira Mimakom or a Hanocha Al Makom, right? But if it's not a Makom, it's less than Dalet Al Dalet, then what's it called? Your hand is not four Tvachim by four Tvachim. So if you put something down on somebody's hand, right, Lechora, you didn't put it down on a Makom Dalet Al Dalet. So why should you be chayiv? You didn't make a hanocha in the case where the hanocha was into the hand, and you didn't make an akira in a case where the akira was from a hand. Okay, Rashi. Me'al gabi mokum dalit, tahavi choshuv, v'mehevi hanochas o hanocha. Right, it's only a hanocha if you put it down onto a place that was dalit or dalit. That's called a hanocha. I put it down on some choshuv a place. Da'akiras o akira, or an akira is not called an akira. You picked it up from a place that wasn't choshuv. Less than dalet dalet doesn't have a chashivas of a makom. The yado lav makom dalet. Your hand is not a place that's dalet al dalet. Uktani lamas nisan bein lakira bein lahanocha. And either way, the Mishnah says that you can be chayiv for making an akira from a hand, or you can be chayiv for making a hanocha into a hand. Right? Diktani v'nosam l'toch yado shabalabayis hari hanocha o shenotl mitocha hari akira. Either you took it out of the hand of the balabayis. Right, and you're chayiv for making the akira in Rishus HaYochid and the hanoch in Rishus HaRabim, or you put it into the hand of the balabayas, and then you're chayiv for making an akira in Rishus HaRabim and a hanocha in Rishus HaYochid. But either case, there's a hanocha into a hand or an akira from a hand. It's okay. It's enough to be chayiv. So the chara, how could that be? So Mara says, Omar Rabba, Homoni Rabbi Akiva. The Omar Lobo Inim Mokamar Balabo. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need hanocha and akira on a place of Dalet al Dalet. How do you know that? This man, Hazorik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRab Memtza, somebody threw something from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYachid through a Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So it never stopped in Rishus HaRabim, but it went from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv, the Chachomim Potrim. Rabbi Akiva says you're Chayiv, and the Chachomim hold your potter. Rabbi Akiva Sover Amrinan, Klut Kamishun Chadami. Rabbi Akiva holds that the fact that it was Niklat, it was absorbed into Rishus HaYachid, it passed through a Rishus HaYachid, is like it's a Hanocha, but it's not a Hanocha al Mokum Dalad. It's considered like it stopped for a second. Every second that it's moving, it's considered it stopped for that second, then went on. So once it went into Rishus HaYachid, it's called a Hanocha, but it's not a Hanocha al Mokum Dalad. Right? What? In Rishus HaRabim, right. Right? So it's not considered, though, that it's considered like it stopped. But it's not stopped in a makom dalet al dalet. So you see, the Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need makom dalet al dalet, right? It's enough to what's it called to be just considered stopped wherever it stopped in the middle of the air, because it's in the middle of the air. But stopped in the middle of the air of Rishus HaRabim is also called a hanoch and Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not on a place dalet al dalet. What? I think Mara's going to speak about that. Whatever. But what's it called? Talking less than Eser Tvachim Lachor, right? So the and Rabbanan Savri Lo Amri Include Kamisha Unchadamye. And the Rabbanan hold also what's called does not consider Kluta, and could be they hold you need a makom dalet al dalet, whatever it is, they hold it when it's moving, it's not considered like it stopped. So they may also hold you don't need dalet al dalet. They just hold it's not considered stopped. But you see from here that Rabbi Akiva at least holds that it's considered stopped and you're chayes. Even though it's not mamish al makom dalet al dalet, that's not an ikur according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to say that's not the case over here. But in any case, that's what the Havamina was, that the fact that if you put down somebody's hand and it's not dalet al dalet, goes like Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need this klal of hanocha or akira mi makom dalet al dalet. At least hanocha al makom dalet al dalet.